Welcome to Con Café for the 18th day of March, year of our Lord 2024. I'm Pastor Eddie Valverde. So glad you could join us. We're looking at the Gospel of John for this coming very exciting, very important Sunday in the life of the Christian Church. And we're looking at the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verses 12 to 16 in the New International Version of the Bible. The devotional is called, and here's your hint as to what Sunday is, Triumphant Parade. You know what it is? I don't know about you, but I'm ready to get into God's Word. Are you? Let's go. Verse 12. The next day, the great crowd that had come for the festival heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. They took palm branches and went out to meet him, shouting, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel. Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, as it is written, Do not be afraid, daughter Zion. See, your king is coming, seated on a donkey's colt. At first, his disciples did not understand all this. Only after Jesus was glorified did they realize that these things had been written about him and that these things had been done to him. This, dear friends, is the word of God for the people of God. We say, Gracias a Dios. Thanks be to God. Well, dear friend, happy Monday to you. I pray this week be extra special for you and your walk with Jesus. Jesus loves you so much that this whole week will be all about that which Jesus was willing to go through to save you and me and give us eternal life. Let us begin this day with prayer. Make it a prayer of thanksgiving, thanking God for all that you have and all that you are. Also pray for a young man named Paul, whose younger brother sadly took his own life this past week. May God's comfort be with Paul and all the family and friends, as they prepare to make final arrangements for his brother, whom he helped raise during a crucial time in their lives. Pray for those whom God knows are thinking similar thoughts, thinking they have given up on life and believe suicide may be the best way to cope with things. And friend, if you're one of those, it's not. Give God a chance. Give us a chance. Call somebody you trust. You can call me, and we're there for you, and I pray you take that seriously. And may God change your heart and the hearts of those thinking those things and minds and bring you and them peace. I love you, and I thank God for you. You mean something to so many. You may not be aware of it. You think you don't believe that. It's true. Pray for yourself. Pray for your needs. Reading that verse reminded me of our oldest, our firstborn, when she was a baby. She still is a very smart little girl, and she had read and heard and seen every movie about princesses and kings, and it stayed with her that kings were not necessarily good people. In fact, she had a fear of kings, at least the kind that you find in fairy tales. And one annual conference, we're in the beautiful chapel there at Southwestern University, and this choir from San Antonio, La Trinidad Choir, came and sang, The King is Coming. And as soon as she heard that, our little baby looked around. She was being carried by my dad. She's like, Grandpa, you got to get me out of here. He said, Why, baby? He said, Because the King is coming. But thanks be to God, Jesus is our King, not to be feared, but to be loved and trusted, respected, worshiped. And we're looking at a very, very special triumphant parade today in what I just read. And I've been blessed in having been present at two championship parades. First one was in the early 90s, and the occasion was the Houston Rockets won the NBA championship. Now, let me backtrack a bit. I moved to Houston in 1965. And during those years between 1965 and I believe it was 1993, I and many other Houston people waited and waited and waited for any Houston team to be champions in any of the pro sports in which they competed. Rockets came first, and what a ride that was to stand on the curbs of that downtown street and await the start of the parade was awesome. As the minutes ticked by and the arrival time for the parade or the start time of the parade came, we all noticed the parade was not starting on time. Word quickly spread that the star of the team, Hakeem Olajuwon, being a Muslim, had to say his daily prayers and would not be in the parade until he complied with his obligation to his faith. And once he finished, the parade started and the celebration began. A city long hungry for a championship was truly and joyfully celebrating this win and this team. I cannot begin to express how I felt as an adopted son of Houston. It felt good. Second parade came some years later, 2017 to be exact, when the Houston Astros, long the joke of the MLB, now paraded Houston streets as the World Series champs. Again, unexplainable, but joy and happiness in my heart. So imagine being a citizen and a son or daughter of Israel being on the curbs of the street of Jerusalem on the day most people believe the long-awaited Messiah or King of Israel would make his way to the capital to take over the reign of Israel. The day was long-awaited, and we're talking 2,030 years, and no, Houston has not been around that long, though it sometimes seems like it was until they won their championship. We're talking long-held traditions of family and temple where parents taught children who taught their children who taught their children to hold on to hope, just like the families who still believe in the Dallas Cowboys. Now, I can say that because I once was one of those myself, thanks to Tom Landry. Once Tom was gone, so was my love for the Cowboys. We'll discuss that later. The day is coming, my daughter, or my son, when God will send his anointed one to take the nation back to where it once was, at the top, ruling all the world. That's what the kids were taught. It was something that was hard to believe, given all the defeats and different nations that ruled over Israel. We as Texans, we take pride in the idea of six flags have flown over Texas. There's not a flagpole large enough to hold all the flags that ruled over Israel. But the rumors might be true. The Messiah maybe was to make his entrance into the holy city that day. Most of the people of Israel had heard about the traveling rabbi who had been teaching things and doing things not common for the day. And as he makes his way into Jerusalem, he might just reveal that he is indeed the new king. Excitement ran high, and so did their hopes for their prayers to finally be answered today at long last. So the word is to prepare, to make ready the entrance of he who might be our king. And during the celebration of Passover, perfect timing on God's part, no? The people gathered palm branches and prepared for this triumphant parade. The shouts began, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, and blessed is the King of Israel. We could only imagine the excitement on the part of the people, the believers and non-believers. Scripture says that Jesus found a young donkey, sat on it, fulfilling biblical prophecy where it was written, Do not be afraid, daughter Zion. See, your king is coming, seated on a donkey's colt. Jesus knew what this was all about. His disciples did not. It would not be until after Jesus' glorification that they would fully understand all of these things. Yet, amidst the jubilation of the crowd, there is an underlying sense of irony and mystery. Jesus, the promised king, comes not riding on a majestic steed, but on a humble donkey, symbolizing peace and humility rather than earthly power and conquest. This humble entry foreshadows the true nature of Jesus' kingship and his ultimate mission of sacrificial love and redemption. Friends, as we have reflected on this passage, we're reminded of the paradoxical nature of Jesus' kingdom. It is not characterized by worldly standards of greatness and authority, but listen, but my humility, servanthood, and sacrificial love. Jesus loved all people. Jesus cares for all people. Jesus was about everyone being included in that kingdom. So Jesus, our King, leads not with force and coercion, but with gentleness and compassion, inviting us to follow him on the path of selfless love and obedience to God's will. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Loving God, we thank you for the example of your Son, Jesus Christ, who came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Help us to embrace the humility and sacrificial love that characterized his life and ministry. May we, like that crowd in Jerusalem, welcome Jesus as our King and Savior, and may our lives reflect his kingdom values of love, mercy, and justice. It's in his name that we pray. Amen. Friend, have a great and blessed day in the Lord. Here's your call to action. Let us respond to the humility and love displayed by Jesus in his triumphal entry by humbling ourselves and loving all people before Jesus. I love you and I thank God for you. If this has blessed you, please pass it on. Hit all the buttons there, like, subscribe, thumbs up, follow, whatever. Let people know we want to win the world for Jesus Christ. I thank God for you and I pray the Lord bless you and keep you now and always. Amen.